So tell us about your character, because you don't have the pilot and you're not in.
I was afraid of that. I play Captain Ira Hornstock. He runs the East Miami division, and he's been married 4 times, divorced 3 times, 7 kids, so his home life is pretty much a shambles.
Oh, man.
He brings Detective Villa into the Miami, the police department, because, you know, he believed in her as a rookie, so he kind of plays the mentoring and the boss, mm-hmm. and there's a very fine line to him. He's very short-fused, just under a tremendous amount of pressure. He's that guy, you know? You know when he's in the room. Fair enough?
Yeah. That's
good enough. What did you like about this character?
I like the different colors. I like bit of comedy, the drama. I like the relationship that he... I like being the fact that he is this mentoring kind of guy. Usually play a lot of characters where I'm looking up to the mentor, and now I have the opportunity to do the same, but it's a bit of a twist on it, you know. The show, as you know, is... You have, I think the strong suit of the show is the relationships. It's kind of like that serial aspect of the show. You have to have the procedural part, of course. You know, you have to have that crime of the week. And you got to solve it. And are you not getting that? Is that you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I think it's the relationships. It's a relationship. You know, the Pippi and TMI and that great dynamic. And I think that's great for television, showing that. The Rosewood and Via and Donna kind of meddles her way into it. And then I get introduced to Rosewood through Via, although I respect Rosewood's capabilities and what he could bring to the table. But I don't like how intrusive he is. So it's a lot of different angles. You know, and then everything is sprinkled a little with comedy. You know, it's kind of like Quincy. Remember Quincy?
Yes.
I knew you would remember.
I actually mentioned Quincy earlier today.
It's murder. So it's like Quincy meets Moonlighting.
Oh,
kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or like Castle a little bit, is that fair to say?
They say Bones, Castle. I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess so.
More Bones.
It's that lighthearted. You know, it's
It's not the white.
Yeah, it's not like dun. It's not. You know. I don't know what that means. But we know. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how you're gonna translate that. But.
Is there any part of your... Because people will look at you and assume that, oh, he's probably hot-headed or, you know. Any part of your character, a little of you? Or
every character is a little bit of me. That's the only way I can make him human. I like to think in my own personal life I have a bit more balance. Maybe... Something's terribly wrong when you know, you have 7 kids and you divorced 3 times and you're working on your 4th and your 4th ain't going that well.
Ooh.
Right?
Right.
So you need some sort of intervention somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the part. And I'm not as hasty as he is, I'm not maybe as judgmental as he is. So I think that those are probably the things that separates me the most.
Someone mentioned a love triangle or a possible love triangle. So is that between you, Via, and Rosewood? Or?
Love?
Is there
wouldn't
love
love, 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 yeah, love, love,
love.
That's a pretty strong word.
Is this Dominic talking?
No.
Okay.
That is outstanding.
We are on stage 19, aren't we? Yes, that's my world. My world deals with anything that, that happens to Via, and any case, any part of the episode that deals with the case.
Okay.
Because usually it's going to be funneled through me. And because of that, I have a relationship with Rosewood. That's pretty much it. You know, we batter heads. We have, I'm on them. I'm like that, you know, are you done? Did you get the guy? Like that guy. You know, but there's a great dynamic between Morris's character and Jaina's character. Like, that's a true relationship, I think. Pippi and TMI, what Anna and Gabrielle do, that's a true relationship. And now, incorporating Lorraine, she could be probably in both of those worlds. You know, but right now, you got that whole Rosewood family, that nucleus family, that's pretty cool to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So is
for Anthony me, I don't think I'm in any triangle.
Is Anthony Michael Hall still on the show too, or is he was in the pilot, Anthony Michael Hall's like one of the cops. Is he still on the show?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. What's the dynamic?
Michael played, I think, Michael's character where he was a detective.
Right.
And I think in episode two they just wanted to give Via a more of that mentoring kind of character where she doesn't have anybody.
Right.
I'm it.
You're like
she's here because of me. Mm-hmm. I trusted her. I saw something in her as a rookie, and for all purposes, technically, maybe she shouldn't even be working. Just
right.
the state that she's in.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But I believed in her, and I figured it would be better now than later, than to lose her. So he really believes in her. That's the only. Strong. That's the strong relationship that I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got time for two more questions.
I was asking, even though this question is good enough, but I just wanted to know like what the dynamic on set is, because everybody seems so.
We all hate each other. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Then I won't quote you.
Don't quote me.
Everybody just comes here and they just speak freely. Everybody's the spirit. We all agree. It's just so great to have you guys here, you know? And is it like that on set? I mean, is there any stress as far as like...
I'm telling you, it's a great work environment from top to bottom.
Awesome.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. What's Morris like to work with?
I was going to say a joke. But.
He's got to take a bite before he answers that.
To me, Morris was one of the first people to reach out to me for this. So I owe him a lot. And he is a true, through and out gentleman. True professional. You know, sometimes you wish that, why can't I look like that?
You're adorable.
You're not getting any sympathy.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
You're not getting any sympathy
here, sir.
Just sit with us for a little longer.
There are masculine males on the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the only other male on the show.
No,
all right, guys.